The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. World leaders are renewing their pleas for Israel and Iran to stand down on threats of further escalation. Tehran says its air defenses intercepted three drones in an attack widely considered to be carried out by Israel. Richard Madden reports.
Thousands of protesters marched on the streets of Tehran in response to apparent Israeli counterattacks on Iranian soil. With threats growing of an escalating conflict in the Middle East, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen urged restraint.
It is absolutely necessary that the region stays stable.
U.S. officials were reportedly given advance notice of the Israeli airstrikes, but have not publicly endorsed or condemned the actions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel acted alone on its decision to retaliate.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on is our work to de-escalate.
President Joe Biden has been under growing pressure from his own party to take a tougher approach against Israel's military offensive in Gaza, but has resisted, calling for a ceasefire. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
A funeral for the Canadian killed by an Israeli strike in Gaza took place today. A procession led by bagpipes made its way into a church in Saint-Georges, Quebec. Jacob Flickinger was one of seven aid workers for World Central Kitchen killed earlier this month. Their convoy was targeted after it delivered food to a warehouse in central Gaza. The 33-year-old was a veteran of the Canadian Armed Forces and the father of an 18-month-old boy. The funeral was held at the same church where Flickinger was baptized. Jury selection is now complete in one of America's most closely watched criminal trials. Lawyers chose alternate jurors in Donald Trump's hush money case. Prosecutors accuse him of falsifying business records to keep a sex scandal quiet before the 2016 election. Chris Reyes is in New York.
From hundreds of potential jurors, 12 have been chosen along with six alternates to decide the fate of Donald Trump, including whether he faces jail time. The jury is made up of seven women and five men from different neighborhoods in New York, working in a variety of fields, including law, banking, sales, tech, and education. The selection involved arduous questioning about their backgrounds and beliefs. John Muffler has handled jury security as a U.S. Marshal. He says it will be a major challenge to keep their identities secret.
This is not an easy task. It's not an easy task because of technology today, social media postings, faces out there. It's easy to connect dots because everybody has information out there about them.
Opening statements begin on Monday. This trial is expected to last 2 months. Chris Reyes, CBC News, New York.
Canada's premiers are warning Ottawa against overstepping its jurisdiction as it delivers programs laid out in the budget. In a joint letter, they say provinces must have a say over programs like housing, and they warn the federal government cannot solve the housing crisis by working with municipalities alone. Justin Trudeau says some provinces do not want to match the ambition of the federal government.
I'd always rather work with provinces, but if we have to, I will go around them and be there for Canadians because this economy deserves young Canadians getting the support they need.
Trudeau also says his government has worked constructively with provinces on issues like childcare. The largest water-sharing agreements in Alberta's history are now in place. The deals will see municipalities, industry, and irrigation districts reduce water use during periods of drought. The municipalities include Calgary, Lethbridge, and Medicine Hat. Recent snow and precipitation have helped alleviate some concerns, but water is still in high demand in Alberta South after several dry years. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.